Once upon a time, once upon a rhyme, the followers of Allah were many. Many, but just how many? Perhaps one, perhaps a thousand. As many as sand at the beach, as many as stones on the ground. I took to counting, perhaps I would know. I counted until I could count no more, but still the end was far from sight. A stone caught my eye in the sand. Green as green it was, and shiny too. It was verdant and beautiful, and the next thing I knew, it spoke. It whispered in my ear and told me a tale. Then the stone said it to me, "Don't think this story was just for you. This story is for the children. Go forth and tell it to them," it said, and so the stone sent me to you. Let's see what the stone had to say. Once upon a time, there lived a traveler. He did not care for worldly things. He wanted only to see new countries, new towns, seas, and forests. He traveled around so much that they called him Traveler Chalebi. One day, Traveler Chalebi set out for a city he had never been to before. On the road, he saw some children playing with a mouse, bothering the poor animal ceaselessly. He felt very sorry for the sad state the mouse was in. He used the money he had to buy the children a kite. That's how he saved the mouse from the children. He went on his way. Later, he saw a donkey. Its owner had put such a heavy load on the donkey's back that the poor beast could barely walk. Traveler Chalebi gave some money to its owner and bought the donkey. Then he set the donkey free. As Traveler Chalebi went on his way, he saw a crowd of people. They were standing around, laughing at a bear. One man had a collar around its neck and was making it dance. Traveler Chalebi was so saddened to see the bear in that state that he used what money he had left to save the bear from this man. The bear, just like the donkey and the mouse, made its way into the forest. Traveler Chalebi had saved all the animals, but now, he hadn't any money. This just wouldn't do, since he had barely started his journey, and he would need money on the road. He thought of a nearby village. This village was guarded by a dragon. The dragon had a vast hoard in the village, but it was so greedy that he wouldn't give anyone even a coin. What choice did Traveler Chalebi have? He thought, "There's no harm in asking," and made his way towards the dragon village. When he made it to the village, he spoke to the dragon, told it of his troubles. "If you lend me just a little, I can go see the cities I want to see," he said. "I promise I will pay you back as soon as I can." The dragon was beside itself with anger that Traveler Chalebi had asked it for money. It locked Chalebi in a chest and put the chest somewhere where no bird flew and no travelers passed. Then it went back to guarding its hoard. Traveler Chalebi screamed for help with all his might from inside the chest. But alas, none could hear him in this desolate place. He was slowly running out of hope when he heard a scratching noise coming from the lock on the chest. It was as if someone was nibbling at the lock. Soon, the lock broke and the lid opened slowly. The first thing Traveler Chalebi saw was the mouse, the donkey, and the bear all together. Traveler Chalebi gave his friends who saved him a great big hug. They all sat down by a river. As they sat down, they saw a shiny green stone on the riverbank. Chalebi picked it up and looked at it closely. The donkey said, "Hee-haw, this is a magic stone, a wishing stone. We're indeed lucky. This stone will grant whatever we wish." Chalebi wished for a grand house, and it really did come true. Just then a merchant was passing by. The merchant saw the house and loved it. He said to Chalebi,
"What a beautiful grand house. I've gone down this road many times and never seen this house before. Tell me, how did you make this house?"
Chalebi showed him the stone in his hand. "It was all thanks to this magic stone." The merchant had an idea.
"If you sell me this stone, I will give you all my wares."
Chalebi accepted and handed over the stone. In an instant, the magic was broken, and Chalebi found himself right back in the locked chest. The merchant took the stone and his wares and ran away. Chalebi regretted giving the merchant the stone, but it was too late. He tried to escape the chest. His friends, try as they may, could not unlock the chest. The bear said, "Roar! We must get the magic stone back. We have no choice." They had an idea. The three ran after the merchant and caught up with him. The mouse told the merchant, "Squeak, squeak, you're a very clever man. We all saw it. Frankly, such a clever man deserves more than a magic stone. I will tell you the place of a village full of treasure." The merchant was taken aback.
"Where is this village full of treasure?"
"Squeak, squeak, I'll tell you, but on one condition. Give us that stone there, and I'll tell you the way to that village," said the mouse. The merchant accepted this offer. He gave the mouse the magic stone and quickly set out for the village full of treasure. He knew not of the dragon that awaited him there. Chalebi's friends brought the magic stone back to the chest as quickly as they could. The chest opened up with the powers of the stone. Traveler Chalebi was once more saved from the locked chest, thanks to his friends. He asked the magic stone for a big grand house with a garden where he could live with his friends. What about the merchant? Nobody heard from him after he set out, greedy to make more money. Who knows? Maybe he too found a magic stone on the road and made friends with the dragon. That's the story. No more, no less. The green stone was the wishing stone, Traveler Shalebi's companion. Let me end this story with one last thing. Neither stone nor treasure, friendship is the greatest gift and pleasure.